my American dream is the same as anybody else's. You know, you have the perfect family house, white picket fence, big backyard, big table full of food, the whole shebang. It goes deeper than that. It goes to how you got to that place, how you got the white picket fence, how you got to put the food on the table. And it all just starts with hard work and dedication to what you believe in. In the song Stand by Rascal Flatts, it pretty much represents how through hard work you can pretty much achieve anything you set your mind to. If you let what other people say stop you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish, then your life will just be a whirlwind of just the same thing every day. You'll go to a job you don't like. You'll come home to an empty, boring house with no family. You'll eat microwavable food because you can't afford a real meal, or I don't know what it's. It's hard to explain what it would be like to follow my American dream. It would be difficult to put it in words. With me, it's more like action is the most important thing. You speak louder through action. You go to the business meeting. You prove that you're worthy for the promotion. You show up to the swim meet. You don't let anybody stop you. You have the competitor next to you, but you don't set your sights on him. You set your sights on the goal. You set your sights on making yourself better. And to me, that's what the American dream would be. It would be scoring the most amount of goals in a soccer game, or PRing in all of your events in a swim meet or track meet. It would be studying for your AP Lang final and passing the AP test. You have to be in the mindset. If you're in the mindset, then you can follow anything. Success is 80% will, 20% mind. If your body and your will let you do it, but your mind is out of it, you'll only pass sometimes. And to me, that's what my American dream is like. And what Rascal Flatts is saying in Stan, he says, if you fall, when you fall, when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. So you have to fail in order to succeed. You have to mess up in order to make yourself better, because you can't be perfect at everything. That just doesn't happen. It'd be the grace of God to be perfect at everything. He knows that you can't. You have to learn from your mistakes. You have to learn to make yourself better in order to succeed, in order to reach your dreams, in order to get the house. You have to be fired from job after job. You have to be shot down by every business employer. Not every business, but a lot of them. You have to be denied three directors before Martin Scorsese was like, you know what? Sure, Leo, come play Great Gatsby for me. You gotta get mad. When you fail, you get mad. You learn. You get strong. You wipe your hands and you shake it off. You stand up. That's what you gotta do in order to succeed. In order to feel yourself, to believe in yourself. You gotta believe that you can do it. After that, it's pretty much just whatever you can do in order to make yourself better. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.